Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Does the spanking machine remain in the Grove, or is it in St. Paul?
Well, I did visit the auxiliary house today.
Nice.
I haven't completely, moved all my clothes.
Yep.
I left my coffee beans at home, had to get the mail. It's sort of a strange, we have a bit of a strange
coffee beans.
It's a tough life.
Are you one of these guys who really thinks the beans are really that different?
Are you kidding?
I mean, come on, Dave. What is this one of the greatest facades of all time? You have to have the right beans.
He grinds his own beans.
Yeah. It's an awful product. It tastes terrible.
What a bizarre take. Are you one of these guys who thinks the ingredients in something matters?
From a guy who thinks two cabs can taste different.
You know what else is?
He does also.
Shh.
Okay.
Yeah, one cat. You've tried one. You've had them all, huh?
$12 bottle, $100 bottle, the same thing.
What did you think about Bill Guerin yesterday suggested when they bring the bottle out to you and pour just a little bit in and you nose it, swirl around, you taste it. You can only send it back if the wine has gone bad.
I agree with that.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So I think most people probably do. But
if it's by the glass. And some nicer restaurants will give you a little taste by the glass.
Okay.
And if you don't like it, I have no problem
with that. That's fair.
But if you're opening a bottle, especially if you're sort of a know-it-all who doesn't ask for help. Now, if they suggested it and it didn't match, I guess it's okay.
That's my question.
There's some caveats.
It's hard to say, your typical bottle is like $1,500. So if they open a $1,500 bottle and you just say it doesn't taste
I'm with Guerin.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage of people who order an item at, let's say, a fairly typical restaurant and will send it back because, it's not prepared the right way or just doesn't taste how it was described on the menu or conveyed by the waiter waitress.
I think that scenario, by the way, is totally legit. If it wasn't prepared right, and I think, look, as long as you're not a jerk about it, I think most places are fine with you saying I just didn't really like this.
Right. Okay, like a steak.
But the percentage of people who ever send anything back is probably less than 5%. In Minnesota, where we just sort of sit there and suck it up.
Yeah.
And then you go complain to everyone you ever met.
Right. Go on Facebook. Right. Your neighborhood Facebook
Yelp
group.
Review.
Yeah.
Right.
I rarely send things back, but it does happen.
I think, listen.
One's bothered.
Let's say a steak, and you say medium rare, and it comes out well done.
Yeah. Nope.
You 100% should send that back.
Yep.
Do you agree with me on that one?
Yes, you have every right to do it.
Yeah, and so
I wouldn't do it because I'm a coward.
So you will not do that?
Probably.
I think most people are afraid to do it. Yeah. And then
because you're afraid what's going to happen with your food next time?
No, I don't think you're just we're too nice.
Yeah, and you think, well, now I'm inconveniencing the people I'm with because their food's
and
here.
You're inconveniencing yourself. By the time it gets remade and you get that food, maybe the meal is over.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think... the problem is the people who do send stuff back are probably doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
I think you're right on the delivery. If you're just decent about it and say, hey, I really prefer my steak, yep, medium rare. You show, right? Probably you don't throw the steak at them.
No, right.
You know, that could get
it's
an impact.
A little tricky. I hesitate. You know, I hesitate. But now it's like a really good server. If you barely ate your food, they'll say like, "Hey,
yeah,
can I get you something you'd like better?"
Well,
it takes a little bit of the pressure off of you in saying like, "Oh, I."
You better be empowered by the restaurant.
That's
though,
right.
To do
it's
that,
all
right?
About. Yeah.
Okay. What did you think about the story in the Tribune about don't be convinced when you order a burger, you're automatically getting fries? Is this becoming a thing?
So I thought it actually was a very interesting story because your chef restaurants that have their smash burger, their chef driven burger.
Yeah, right.
Very rarely does it include fries. Very rarely. And I don't know, like, I would say from the consumer standpoint, it's kind of weird to just get a burger with no side. Most people want a little side.
I think 98% of the public assumes something else is coming with my burger.
Now, I like being able to order a burger as like an appetizer, and I'll order fries if I want fries.
Yeah.
Like, I like to take a burger. What I like to do when we go to a nice restaurant, I like burgers, but I don't get aroused by burgers the
what
way
people...
What food
arouses you, Jason Drescher?
Pork.
Give it to us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
See, I like that idea, by the way. If it's a place that's known as a good burger place...
I just need two bites.
And it's the four of
bites.
Us going out.
Yes.
Boom, you cut it up.
I love it. I love that.
But I'm on team share.
Yes, me too.
You are also.
A lot of people aren't.
A lot of people are adamant about it. They're wrong, by the way.
They are wrong. You're missing out. Like,
yes.
Why, you go out. Like, how many times are you going to go to most places? Not that many.
Exactly.
So experience as much of it as you can.
Yes.
But I thought it was an interesting article. Now, the biggest thing that bothered me about this article, the new Star Tribune food critic, who is, I give
He's
him credit.
Dead to you.
Well, no, he's eating some of the classics, some of the icons, like trying to get level yeah. set for our food scene. I think that's really smart.
It's tough to jump in.
Oh, from this guy's from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
But in like the fourth paragraph of his story, he was saying like he asked people on social media if they expect French fries with a burger. Mm-hmm. And his friend, like, it was like Chadberry or Chadburger or some like... And you're like, what in the Gen Z is happening to
yeah.
people's names?
Wow.
So already this guy is from Norway, right? Like born in Norway, not one of us.
Wow.
And then his friend has
Mr.
a weird
Chicago
name.
Chicago.
First article, he's like, my buddy, you know, like, wouldn't you make up a name? Like Ralph, you're a man of the people. But instead, it's like my buddy, you know, Periwinkle. I'm like, come on.
Famous Ralphs under the age of 30. Let's go.
Max. You could have gone Max. Like, that's fine.
See,
I don't know. Am I wrong on this? Like,
don't make up a name, do you?
Oh, hell yes. Oh, Chadner. His friend's name is Chadner. Chadner. And if your intro to our community is that you would hang out with the likes of someone who goes by the name of Chadner?
I mean, I feel like I'm being slightly attacked here.
Chad is a great name.
Yeah.
Chadwick?
That's a fine name.
Why don't you go by Chadwick? Obvious reasons. Why does Chadner go by Chadner? I think it tells you.
What if
Chadwick, much better than Chadner.
All you need to know about the Chadner.
What if he's Chad, last name Ner?
That's fine.
Nursen or something like that.
And he combines it.
And he combines it, and that's his social media name.
Brotastic nickname?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, when you hear the name Chadner, like, don't you paint a picture of this chap? Chadner.
You know what I see, Jason? I see humans.
Yes, I understand.
I never form any opinions.
What is it like being you?
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm an open
above
plate.
Above it. Just above this sort
Do we
of...
have one Ralph under the age of 30? Does anyone name their kids Ralph anymore?
Not even close.
I bet Ralph is back. Kind of like, you know, there was this Henry phase, like all the...
Oh, their Henrys are everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't
but
think...
But all the old names kind of came back for a minute.
All right, more food talk with Mr. Food himself. Check out his work.
Chadner.com is where you can find my latest
writing. Chadner.com and also Minnesota Monthly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Somebody left the cake out in the rain?
Yeah. Happened at MacArthur Park.
Okay.
Another good Mac you can give to on Give to the Max Day.
Why is Mike Max in my email all day today?
Yeah.
Very it's like popular. All this Max.
He
Mike,
misses you.
Jeez. Enough.
Ultra processed foods are a global health threat. The Lancet. Researchers say that governments need to step up and introduce warnings and higher taxes on ultra-processed foods. Where do you stand on that?
Nope.
Too much. Too nanny state?
Too nanny state. You know, I would like to see, you know, our federal government does a lot to prop up certain commodity-type farmed products, right?
Like
the corn. Your high fructose corn syrup is a big part of that.
Have forever.
I would like to see maybe either meeting in the middle when it comes to like regular produce and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real. Like, it is so expensive to eat healthy. Also, every time we try to solve these problems, it doesn't solve it. And so I'm.
Well, how detached should the government be about food, which clearly, not automatically, not first bite, but if it's a central part of your meal, it's an issue. You know, I
know it's hard. It's hard. In the meantime, we're going to be on people about eating healthy, and at the same time, we're legalizing sports gambling and have all the pot you want. And, like, we're a fascinating time of our society right now.
Now, I know the kids never went to fireworks.
Right.
I don't think you attended any of their games.
Nope.
Did you ever bring the kids to movies?
Yes.
Okay, you did.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with this movie called Frozen? Does that, Santa, you've heard of Frozen?
Heard of it.
For Frozen 3 and Frozen 4, Kristen Bell, Josh Gad, and Idina Menzel. Did you see how much they're getting?
No.
They've signed deals for $60 million each.
Great.
For Frozen 3 and Frozen 4.
Yeah. Cold never bothered them anyway.
Man.
That's for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's innovation that we don't have.
Yeah. That's right.
That's an example.
It's clever. No one would have thought of that joke.
No, a cold joke tied to Frozen.
Yeah.
Jot that down, Dave. We'll try to work that in. I'm not saying Disney should make all the money. But when I hear these folks talk about how tiring and exhausting it is to go into the studio and I'm dry. Who was it the other day? I think it was Eddie Murphy. He's like, I'm so drained. I'm gassed. I just have to go home. I'm like, come on. You're hilarious as donkey, but I don't think.
You're in the voice studio all day?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even
imagine.
And
I'm not suggesting I'm drained either when I go home.
You don't hear us complain. Ever.
I'm also not suggesting I'm making $60 million for Chad Hartman Show 2 and 3.
No. You deserve it, though.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I'd take it. I'd give.
It's crazy, isn't
I'd
it?
Give four-fifths of it for Give to the Max today.
Look at how much, you know, all of the products, all of the stage shows, all of the.
That is the comeback, right? Because the comeback.
Obviously, they're making more. Tons.
Oh, a lot more. It's the same thing when an athlete Okay, let's say Ant, you know, Ant signed that enormous contract a couple of years ago where it can go up to $300 million. And people are like, when he has a game like he did last night, we talked off air. Anthony Edwards was just bored by the game last night. It drove me nuts. As a guy who really likes to watch him play, and then he no-shows defensively, can't make a shot, no rebounds, no assists, and then he runs and doesn't address the media. Stop with he's going to be the face of the franchise. He does this 20 times a year where he's not accountable. But the reason why they're paying Ant $300 million and they can is because the agreement says the player should get like 51 or 52%.
Right.
There's a reason why A-Rod and Lori made an amazing deal with Glenn Taylor. Amazing deal when it's now worth $3.5, $4 million and they bought it for 1.5.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. So I'm not saying that the participants shouldn't get the money.
It's just more the system, the overall, where you're like, it's insane.
It's insane. And in sports, by the way, in the next 4 or 5 years, I don't know who's going to be able to attend.
Yeah,
I don't think
I'm worried about that.
I don't think the leagues themselves have quite a handle on what they're charging.
Do you know what my courtside seat cost last night?
I mean,
how about let's think Zero. About my needs.
Zero. Charlie, I'm available also. Jason's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.